You always forget to lock your door, babe. You know that, right? I used to tease you about it. Back before. Before all this. Before I got in so deep. No. No, don't say anything. Just sit, please. I can't keep standing. Oh, just let me sit for a second. There. That's better. The floor is cold, but not as cold as outside. You hear that? Rain. Just like the night we met. Kind of poetic, huh? Blood and water. Love and crime. I didn't come here to bleed all over your floor, I swear. I was trying to keep things clean for once. But it went south. I wasn't fast enough. They were aiming for you and I... Baby, I couldn't let them get to you. I couldn't. You remember what you told me when we started this whole thing? You don't get to love in this life. You said that like it was a rule. But I never listened to rules. It's kind of the whole problem, right? Oh, it hurts. Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. Well, that's a lie. I did mean to scare you. You've been too calm lately. You think you're untouchable, don't you? You're not. We're not. We never were. And tonight proved that. When I saw that guy's gun, I didn't think. I didn't hesitate. I just ran. Right in front of you. Now, I've got this hole in me. And I'm bleeding like an idiot on your damn tile. Don't cry. Please don't cry. I hate seeing you cry, babe. It makes me feel like I messed everything up worse. You're not supposed to cry. You're the reckless one. The untouchable one. The one who got me into this mess with that stupid grin and your plans and your big broken heart. I should have walked away that first night. I should have said no when you told me the deal. But your voice... God, your voice was like gravity. Every part of me wanted to get pulled in. You made me want things I'd sworn off, babe. Safety. Purpose. You made me feel like I was someone worth protecting. Funny, right? That I'd end up protecting you instead. I've been in love with you since that first job. The one in the old motel. You were so cocky and so wrong. You almost blew it, and I couldn't stop watching you. I think I knew then. that I was already too far gone. And you're gonna sit there and blame yourself for this. I know you are. I can see it in your face, but baby, listen to me. Look at me. This wasn't your fault. I jumped in front of that bullet. I did it because I wanted to. Because if you're gonna make it out of this, I want you to have the chance I threw away. I've done things I can't take back. Hell. I've got more blood on my hands than I care to count, but... ew. You still have a way out. You still have a choice. Damn. I think I got hit deeper than I thought. Or maybe I'm just tired. My arms feel so heavy. It's like the rain's inside me now. Cold, slow. Sinking in. Can I tell you something? I've imagined saying this so many times. In better places. With candles, maybe. Or just you and me. No cops. No blood. No fear. Just quiet. But we don't get quiet, do we? We get this. So here it is. My last confession. I love you. I've loved you since the night you offered me a way out, even though it turned out to be another way in. You could burn the whole world down, and I'd still find my way back to you. And if I die here tonight, at least it's for something real. Something I chose. But baby, if there's a chance I wake up again, if you can get me out of this, then you better be ready to run with me. No more half steps. No more pretending this is just business. Do you hear me? Because if I live through this, you're mine. And I'm not letting go. But if I don't, promise me something, please. Please get out. Please get clean. Make it all mean something. This. I love you, baby. Always did. Always.